There was a time in my life when my desire to fill God's call became bigger than my love for God, and God asked for it back. Welcome to session 12 of Arise and Shine's devotional. Today is our last session, and we are talking about walking through the right doors. God has put desire for greatness in each one of us. In session 5, we talked about how each and every one of us is God's masterpiece and that we are individually created with a great, unique purpose. The Bible does not show us a God who created us with mediocrity. And because He created us with greatness in mind, we all have dreams and aspirations. If we think we don't, we give up somewhere along the way. We need to get back up, stand our ground, like we talked about in session 10. I'm going to give you Psalm 139:16 again. We read this in session 1. It says, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." The world has a different saying. The world says, if it's meant to be, it will be. Guys, these are not the same thing. The book God has written for each one of us is definitely meant to be, but that does not mean that it will be. That's the difference. This lie that says if it's meant to be, it will be, only encourages the world's lack of accountability. God has great plans, but He gave us free will. This already written book takes our cooperation. It takes opening the right doors. This reminds me of the scene in the 80s movie, The Labyrinth. In this movie, a teenage girl, Sarah, is trying to find her way through a labyrinth, and she comes to a dead end. And at the dead end, there's two doors, right? And she has to pick the right one. But there's like weird creatures on the doors creating so much confusion that she doesn't know which one to pick. Well, she ends up picking the wrong one, and her journey ends up taking her through some dark places. Thankfully, she finds her way at the end, and she ends up in the right place. It's probably, I have to say, safe to say that some of us, many of us, have walked through some wrong doors and maybe created some subplots in our book. But as we seek the Lord, He is faithful to redirect us into the fullness of His plan. But here's the great question, though. When we are standing in front of a door, let's say an opportunity for a new job or to leave a job. Maybe it's selling our house and moving, or a desire to start your own business or ministry. How do we know if we're supposed to walk through it? How do we know if it's God's plan or not? How do we know if the dream in our heart is actually God's divine purpose for us? You know, in a strong, loving marriage, there's agreement, right? Not always, but for the big things, yes. Like, my husband and I may not agree on what movie to watch, right? But we agreed to get married. We agreed to have children. We agreed to move across the country, right? You get it. Well, when we have a strong relationship with God, when we are in close communion with Him, we will want the same things. God's desires don't change. Ours just get in sync with His. And when they do, a holy dream can be born. But this takes time, and it takes a willingness and obedience to trust and follow God. God will lead us. But sometimes we have our mind made up before we even talk to God about our plans. That does not work. We will not be able to hear Him. Our hearts must be yielded and ready to obey however He leads. Let me give you an example. My pastor never aspired to or had any desire to pastor a church. Well, while he was serving as an elder, the senior pastor at the time moved to Florida, and my pastor was asked to take his position. He owned a trucking school at the time and was committed there full time. Well, he took the pastoral position in obedience to the Lord, but hoping that someone else would soon come and take his place. He admits he didn't have a great attitude about it at first, but now, 7 years into pastoring, he has sold his trucking company and now can't imagine doing anything other than what the Lord has called him to. He pastors with great joy, anointing, and a fire in his heart. Guys, we can trust the Lord to lead us. He is not going to lead us into something that is not going to bring fulfillment and joy. He cares what we care about. In Psalm 37:4, it says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. If we delight in Him above anything else, we can be confident that those desires in our hearts came from Him in the first place. Also, if we delight in Him above anything else, our dream won't become an idol. You know, there was a time in my life when my desire to fill God's call became bigger than my love for God, and God asked for it back. I'm a pretty tenacious person, and when I get a hold of something, I don't let go easily. This can be a good quality, but when God is asking me to lay something down, that is when it does not serve me well. Have you attempted to play fetch with a dog who like refuses to drop the ball so you can throw it? Usually we have to like pry it out of their mouth or, you know, ask them to drop it numerous times. They want to play, but they don't want to let go. You know, I've had a burning in my heart for years to lead and to teach in ministry. When God asked me to hand over that dream, He didn't pry it out of my mouth, but He did ask me to drop it. This happened about 5 years ago. I was watching my youngest son ride his tiny little kick bike down our old sloped floor from the kitchen into the living room while my daughter and I were at the end of the slope playing with her dollhouse. And you guys, out of nowhere, I heard the Lord ask me, "Are you okay if this is what I call you to?" Guys, God had hardly finished the question and everything in me gave a resounding yes. Surprisingly, I felt relieved. I felt like God had given me permission to just enjoy being a mom because for years I had been striving to build from a blueprint that I had created, not realizing all along that God was building something in me. The dream isn't gone. It's just where it should have been all along, on the altar. The altar is where our dream not only receives power, but protection. The Lord knows that if our dreams are solely in our care, we will give them too much attention. If we find ourselves giving more attention to our calling than our caller, we've got an idol. When our dream becomes an idol, we start making unholy sacrifices to it. We begin offering up things we weren't supposed to, like family, relationships, time, our health, etc. However, when our dream is on the altar and we are yielded, relying on God's grace, any sacrifice we make will be holy and unto Him. To lead a life that is worthy of our calling, as Paul encouraged us to do in Ephesians 1, is not meant to be confusing. It's not meant to be a maze full of dead ends and wrong turns. Jesus made it simple. He gave us a great commandment. This is in, I'm going to read to you, this is Mark chapter 12, verse 30. Jesus said, "The most important commandment is this: love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength." In other words, love Him with your whole being. We love Him by being more mindful of Him than anything or anyone else. We love Him with our strength by forcefully resisting offense toward Him when we cannot make sense of something. We love Him with our feelings, but also our will. The word love in this commandment is agape love. And the Strong's Concordance says this. It says, "It is a deliberate assent of the will, a preferential love that is chosen and acted out." God's commandments are always for our benefit, you guys. He knows it is going to take our strong intention to choose to love Him at times because our feelings can be irrational and circumstantial. But we can be sure that without the love of God, without our close relationship with Him and putting Him first, we cannot accomplish anything of eternal value. We will labor in vain. But if we obey this commandment, we can't mess this up. It's not easy, but it is simple. Guys, I hope that a resolve has been stirring in you, a resolve to leave no door of yours unopened, a resolve that causes every word written on the pages of your book to be seen on this earth. I want to end with the first two verses in Isaiah 60. It says, "Arise, let your light shine for all to see. For the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. Darkness as black as night covers all the nations of the earth, but the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. The world needs who you were made to be. Arise and shine, my friends, because you are here for such a time as this. I hope that you have received and have been blessed through these last few weeks. I have good news, though. This is not it. Keep an eye out and stay in touch. And if you still want to grab a copy of my book, you can do that on my website. It's going to be on sale through the end of April. So you can grab your signed copy there. And again, if you would like to invite me to speak at a church event or women's group, you can put a request in on my website. That's jamienthompson.com. Thank you for taking the time to be here. If this devotional blessed you, if it taught you, if it encouraged you, ministered to you, help me get it out. Help me share it with others. You can also like and subscribe and help me spread the word.